Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on President Obama's charm offensive, which for the last 2 weeks has seen him furiously pirouetting around Washington, not unlike a carnival contortionist. He's reportedly reaching across the aisle in an attempt to revive his budgetary grand bargain, but the gulf between House Republicans and his administration is still so wide they can't even see each other due to the curvature of the earth. The Obama Charm School. Yeah, has to be in the same wing as the George W. Bush think tank. Just a couple of doors down from the William Jefferson Clinton Marriage Counseling Service. To say that Republicans are skeptical is like implying the surface of the sun is toasty. Paul Ryan lunched with the president last week, then turned around and introduced a budget that once again calls for the repeal of Obamacare and replaces Medicare with vouchers. Obama's staff claims five Republicans were invited to the White House to watch the movie Lincoln, but they all declined. And you know what they were thinking. Black guy, Lincoln, it's a trap. If only he had promised to screen Life of Pi. Everybody loves tigers. In the immortal words of Rodney King, can't we all just get along? I think it's pretty obvious the answer is no. Obama doesn't understand. You can buy them lunch, let them sleep on your couch, wash their poo-poo undies in the sink, shower them with kisses, throw surprise birthday parties complete with pony rides and bouncy houses, co-sign a loan for their summer home on Chesapeake Bay, and it don't mean a thing. Doesn't matter how much you schmooze, they still have to go back to their districts and fend off the pit bulls from the right. You might as well be flirting with a brick wall. Best save those chocolates and flowers for Michelle. I got a feeling you're going to need them.